government has directed all regional coordinating councils, metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives to liaise with their respective district directors of education and district coordinators of national service to ensure that the examinations by WAEC take place as scheduled. This is to be done under the appropriate invigilators to ensure the integrity of the West African Examination Senior Secondary Certificate examinations without any hindrance. A statement issued by the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayariga, said government wishes to assure parents and students that the examinations will be conducted as scheduled. We bring you the details.
Government says it has come to its notice that some teachers are generally not reporting to work at public basic schools, and those who report at schools also stay away from teaching. The statement said government is still awaiting the response of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, who requested for some time to discuss with the National Association of Graduate Teachers the outcome of last Sunday's meeting held between government and Educational Workers Union. This was during which government had extended discussions with them on all the issues raised at the basis of the strike. The statement said it has come to the understanding of government that the unions will revert to government as soon as possible. While government awaits the response of the unions, an appeal is being made to teachers to rescind their decision not to carry out their teaching assignment and to return to the classrooms to teach. It added that relevant agencies of government are working towards addressing their concerns.
That was a news desk report. Meanwhile, most teachers are still on strike despite appeals by President Mahama to them to return to the classroom while efforts are being made to resolve their grievances. Radio Ghana's Caleb Opon visited a number of schools in Accra, and he tells Bubu Klinogo that most students were just loitering around.
So far, I've had a chance to go to two schools. I've first of all visited Accra Academy Senior High School. Over there, I found out that most of the students are in school because they are not allowed to go home until 2 p.m. I had a chance to speak with the school prefect, and he was telling me that the students are in classrooms and they are having their oral exams today, and it's being supervised by the senior colleagues and the national service personnel.
So what other things have you observed?
The students are just loitering around. Some of them have gathered in groups. Others are arguing about themselves, and others are also having their group studies on their own.
Have you by chance come across any teacher?
Yes, I've spoken to some of the teachers, and what they were telling me is that they are not going to return to class unless government give them the promise that it's going to dialogue with them and settle their problem. But currently, they are not going to return to school unless the government give them assurance that it is going to give them the bonus they are agitating for.
What other school have you been to?
Accra High Senior School, and I just spoke with the headmistress of the school, and he was telling me that the students are also having their oral English, and it's being supervised by the service personnel.
Caleb Opon talking to Bubu Klinogo. From the Ashanti region, our correspondent reports that almost all basic, junior and senior high schools in the region are closed down. Pupils and students in all the schools are virtually on holiday, as the teachers have vowed not to rescind their decision to return to the classroom. Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsweji sent this report.
At some of the busy schools visited, only the final year junior high school pupils were attending classes in preparation for their examinations in June. The classes are without the full complement of the staff. A kindergarten pupil at the State Experimental School told Radio Ghana that one of his teachers had informed the children that the teachers have vacated the classrooms because their monies are too small. Speaking in an interview, the regional director of education, Kofi Safo Kantanka, said the directorate has put in measures in the interim to address the situation. This includes the immediate compilation of names of heads of schools, non-teaching staff, and national service personnel available for the preparation of a new timetable to engage their services, while efforts are underway to address the challenge. Mr. Safo Kantanka said the situation is getting out of hand, but there is very little to be done now. Looking at the dimension of the situation, where the two teacher unions have jointly embarked on the action, he added his voice to the call on the teachers to rescind their decision in the interest of the pupils.
Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsweji's report. Despite the strike embarked upon by members of NAGRAT and NAT nationwide, the practicals of this year's WASI are going on smoothly. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the PRO of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, said the ministry has employed the services of national service persons who are invigilating the examinations. He gave the assurance that everything is being done to deal with all the concerns raised by the striking teachers. He therefore appealed to them to return to the classroom. Mr. Krampa spoke to Bubu Klinugu.
The invigilation is going on very smoothly. The heads of the various schools are on top of this. In fact, some of the teachers are actually participating in the invigilation, and some of the national service persons also participating, and they are helping. So there's no breakdown in the conduct of the WAC.
But how effective is the invigilation if teachers who are trained experts in invigilation are not taking part in the exercise?
As for invigilation, means you are to ensure that there's no cheating. You get what I'm trying to say. Now, the national service persons, so they've also been trained. I stated earlier on that some of the teachers are also participating fully in the invigilation. I have the unique opportunity of visiting some schools. The teachers are actively involved in the invigilation of the practicals of the WASI.
And how effective it is, that is the question.
Well, it's very effective.
The point is that if you take science practicals, for instance, the invigilators who are supposed to be teachers are supposed to mount some laboratories for practical work, and then this national service personnel are not able to do those things. So how do you get that for?
No, what I'm saying is that some of the teachers are actually participating fully in the invigilation. I'm not saying that it's the national service persons and only people who are involved in the invigilation. Some of the teachers, they are participating fully. I have met some of them who are members of both unions. They are very much concerned about the welfare of their students. So they have not abandoned the students. They are helping them.
Then apart from this, what frantic measures are you putting in place, or what efforts are you making to resolve the grievances of the teachers so that they return to the classroom?
Important point. You know, last Sunday there was a crunch meeting at the Plaster House, and all the unions were invited together with the ministers of education, finance, labor relations, commission, and media relations. They were all there. Fairwages was also there. Tewu was there. NAT was there. But NAGRA didn't turn up. If NAGRA had turned up, I think this problem would have been solved. So we are making frantic efforts to invite them for a meeting. In fact, I must stress here that there was no breakdown in negotiations at all. There wasn't any statement. Negotiations were ongoing before the declaration of the strike action by the union. So the door is still open for us to continue with negotiations. So we invite them.
Is there any assurance that you can give that the concerns raised by the teachers will be addressed to their satisfaction?
Well, some of the concerns are being addressed as I'm speaking to you now. Concerns relating to promotion of teachers, concerns relating to the payment of car maintenance allowance, concerns relating to freeze on the salary adjustment, so and so forth. There are issues that have been addressed. Even the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is also ready to meet them to discuss issues that relate to allowances. So I want to use your platform to appeal to my colleagues in NAT that when they are invited, they should come. There's nothing that cannot be solved.
PRO of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, talking to Bubu Klinugu. Still on the teacher strike, a labor consultant, Austin Game, says government has a tough decision to make in the ongoing strike embarked upon by teachers. He said, in taking the decision, government must be guided by the national interest. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Game said the National Labour Commission will also have to make a ruling on the issue. He spoke to George Ankra.
I think that there are functions the employer will have to perform. There are functions the National Labour Commission can perform. So the entire thing now rests on the employer making a decision, making choices that are helpful to the national interest. So if the employer thinks that he will have to pay the workers even though they are on strike, that is the business of the employer. Now, Labour Commission can give an order. Indeed, if they fail to comply with the order, Labour Commission can go to court for enforcement. And I can see that happening if reasoning did not come into play. They will have to go to court under Section 172 for enforcement, and they will have no choice than to comply with the court order. Maybe that's where we are heading towards, but that is not fine for the nation. We are supposed to have a labor management cooperation system in place, which it appears we don't have. So that is the situation where we find ourselves in now.
Mr. Game, do you see the Labor Commission being a bit slow to these issues?
No, they are not. Even they are being accused by the unions for being too fast. They are doing their best. They are supposed to be proactive, and I think they have done just that. Unfortunately, Ghana, we still have a vacuum of understanding industrial relations. We are still very, very low. We are nowhere near perfection at all. We are just about 30%, and that's the sad story to tell.
Labour consultant Austin Game talking to George Ankra.